Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, it's the last trading session of the week today. The 20 trading sessions of September F&O series for the Nifty can easily be classified into two halves. The first half of 9 sessions where the index did precious little, and by the close of September 11, the Nifty was down over 250 points for the series. However, the next 11 sessions till expiry on Thursday have seen a one-way move for the index. The Nifty has gained 1,300 points in the 11 trading sessions since September 11th, rounding off the September series with a bang. For the series as a whole, the Nifty gained over 1,000 points and registered its fourth straight positive F&O series. The Thursday resulted in a sixth straight day of gains for the Nifty, and this six-day winning streak itself has resulted in gains of over 800 points for the index. This was powered by index heavyweights HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank. The Nifty Bank has been a key catalyst in this surge that the Nifty has been going through in a fresh series. Auto stocks led by Maruti powered the Nifty ahead during Thursday's trading session. India's largest passenger car manufacturer now has a market cap of well over 4 lakh crore rupees. The other bits of gains came from metal stocks, which continue to rally on hopes of further stimulus being injected in China. Friday's trading session will see the Nifty index rejig taking place post-closing, and Trent and Bharat Electronics will become part of the Nifty 50, replacing LTI Mindtree and Divis Laboratories. There will also be rejig in the Nifty Bank and Nifty 500 and an increase and decline in weightage in a lot of stocks. For the week so far, the Nifty is now up 1.6% and is set for its third straight weekly gain. The index has now gained in 6 out of last 7 weeks. Now, this morning, GIFT Nifty was trading with a premium of 45 points from Nifty Futures Thursday close, indicating a start in the green for the Indian market. IT stocks will be in focus today after Accenture reported results with revenue up 3% in US dollar terms and 5% in local currency terms. The company also announced a share buyback. For FY25, Accenture expects revenue growth between 3% and 6% in local currency terms. Now, the shares of Pratap Snacks will be tracked as well, as Autumn Investment in Infrastructure, along with Mahi Madhusudan Kela, will acquire up to 46% stake from PE promoters. The move has also triggered a mandatory open offer for another 26%. Biocon has partnered with Tabuk Pharma to commercialize GLP-1 products in the Middle East. These GLP-1 products are used in treatment of diabetes and chronic weight management. Biocon will help develop and manufacture the products, while Tabuk Pharma will hold the marketing rights. Tabuk will also be responsible to register, promote and import drugs in the region. Now, Nuvama Wealth Management will also be in focus today, as Edel Finance and ECAP Equities plan to sell up to 6.4% equity via block deals. Now, KEC International has raised 870 crore rupees through the QIP by issuing shares at a price of 955 rupees per share, which is a 2.2% discount to the floor price. Thangamayal Jewelers Board has approved raising 600 crore rupees through a rights issue. Now, Adani Green Energy has announced the completion of 1,150 MWOC joint venture with Total Energies. As part of the JV, Total Energies invested $444 million in Adani Green's subsidiary to acquire a 50% stake in solar projects at Kharva in Gujarat. RailTel has got work orders worth 155 crore rupees from the Rural Development Department, Mantralay, Maharashtra, for operationalization of ASSK-GP project in Konkan, Pune and Nashik regions. The order has to be executed in the next 12 months. Rights shares will be tracked, as the consortium of companies have emerged as the lowest bidder in the tender floated by Delhi Metro Rail Corporation for retrofit work in RS1 Tricen of DMRC. Indian Bank is to raise additional long-term infrastructure bonds of up to 5,000 crore rupees in one or more tranches. Now, Infosys has collaborated with Sally Beauty to bring enterprise-scale IT efficiencies from hyper-automation. Lastly, NTPC Green has signed the JV agreement with MAHA PR EIT for development for renewable energy projects worth 10 GW. Now a look at global cues. Stocks in Asia extended gains as risk appetite across financial markets got a further boost from China's latest stimulus measures and upbeat US momentum. Equities in Australia advanced while China's benchmark CSI 300 index is set for its biggest weekly gain in almost a decade after officials pledged to increase fiscal support and stabilize the property sector to revive growth. Further bullishness came from US economic data overnight. While Japan's Nikkei index was poised to erase all losses since Bank of Japan's July 31st interest rate hike. Futures for US indexes were little changed early Friday as after S&P 500 climbed to its 42nd closing record of this year. The dollar edged higher on Friday. Now, overnight in the US, revised data showed that the US economy is better shaped than initially expected, spurred mainly by bigger consumer-driven growth fueled by robust incomes. A decline in US jobless claims underscored the resilience of the labor market. But investors tuning into commentary from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Thursday didn't get any details on the economic outlook or path of monetary policy. Now, Thursday's Wall Street session ended on a strong note with three major averages posting gains and the S&P 500 closing at fresh record for the third week this time. The Nasdaq composite also notched higher for the fourth straight winning day. In terms of commodities, oil slid further as Saudi Arabia was reportedly committed to increasing output in December, while Libya named its new central bank governor, opening the way to reviving some crude production. In other news back home, the government yesterday said it maintains the borrowing plan to raise 6.61 lakh crore rupees in the second half of FY25. Also, the GOM meet yesterday on GST rate rationalizing, that is merging 12% and 18%, remained inconclusive. The SEBI has cut listing time for debt securities. Tata and Taiwan's PMSC have sealed the chip tech transfer deal. IHH eyes more of Fortis stake and is likely to sweeten the open offer. Alkem Labs is in talks to buy Novartis India for nearly 2,000 crore rupees. Also, the Supreme Court has reserved its judgment in Baiju's insolvency matter and put creditors' meets on hold. DMK's Senthil Balaji has got bail. And lastly, Swiggy has filed an updated DRHP for its IPO. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.